Praise be Jesus and Mary. As the saying goes, no man is an island. We are by nature social beings, and our lives are naturally bound up with other lives. And it's bound up in such a way that we mutually influence each other, for the good or for the bad. This is true among individuals, this is true within the family, and this is true in the church. St. John Paul II, in his document Reconciliatio et Penitentiae, goes so far as to talk about a certain law, a law of descent and a law of ascent. The law of descent regards sin. Whenever someone lowers himself by sinning, in a certain sense, that person drags others down with him. Sin has and is personal, but it has profound social effects. There's also the law of ascent, whereby a person who sincerely strives for sanctity raises his or her soul to God and so raises others with him. The law of descent and law of ascent. In our readings today, speak of reconciliation. Reconciliation is really the first step to the law of ascent, because we turn away from sin and we turn towards God. And whenever we turn towards God, it has certain effects on all our social relations, on our other relationships. And we see this best in the sacrament of confession, where we receive God's forgiveness and hence restore communion with Him or strengthen it. But at the same time, we heal and restore ecclesial communion. They go hand in hand. So there is this mysterious, yet very real and concrete solidarity among us. And what's very beautiful is that we each have our own part to play. So if we see all these scandals going on, the moral climate very polluted by sin, where others drag others down, we are called through conversion, penance, sacrifice, to do the other, to do the law of ascent. So while others drag others down, we are called to drag others up with the grace of God to lead everyone to Him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.